2, 3, 4.
Hey, it's good to get together with you for another edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, bringing you the best in music from right across the spectrum. Sometimes we focus in on a particular genre, and other times it's a lot more freeform and freewheeling. And on this episode, I'll bring you some great music from the Snowy Band, they only released their last one pretty quickly last year and back out with another top-notch collection of pop music. Mel Parsons from New Zealand, who's a great songwriter, is back with a new single. We'll hear from Aileen O'Hanlon, whose debut album had a more countrified air, and she's spread her pop wings over the last couple of tracks, and the latest is an absolute ripper. And wait till you hear the finish. Magic voice from Newcastle in Piper Butcher. But we'll start with a group out of Sweden, a trio called Peach Baby, a group who are part dreamy soundscapes and a dose of atmospheric rock. And they've got really great harmonies to boot. See if you like this one from Peach Baby. This is Exclusive.
Thank you.
Don't twist the words you paint in gray, and the picture blurs. You got something you want to say. Give me what I want, or the highway. You said life is for the living. Oh, well, love is for the giving. And I've given it all to you. All you have to do is tell me straight. When you call, the line distorts. Your voice is distant, like you're growing smaller. And when you're right to say I'm wrong, won't you wrap it up in ribbons and tie it around a song?
There's an artist I've been following for ages, and I was so excited when I stumbled over her brand new single. I speak of Melbourne's Aileen O'Hanlon, and her record Blend and Spill back in 2015, I flogged to death. And we're looking at an artist that's moving in a really amazing way, away from the alt country folk roots into something of a more dynamic pop sensibility. Her single that came out a couple of years ago now, and it feels like it was just yesterday, Good as Gold, was a favourite of mine. But this latest one, Straight, is, as she puts it, cathartic, powerful, and it does have a deliciously slow building edge to it. It's a simple bid for honesty and clarity in the midst of heartbreak, is what Aileen O'Hanlon says. And it's a track that is the second single from an album that will showcase a really bold new sound, and a sound I totally approve of, Aileen O'Hanlon Strait. You can find it on her Bandcamp site. Go and check it out, and you can find Good as Gold and her release Blend and Spill as well. We started out with Peach Baby from their Sensations EP and the track Exclusive. There's a lot of great tracks on there, so I recommend you check it all out. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, this next track, I've got to tell you, is one of those songs I put it on and my ears just pricked up, and immediately I knew I had to share it with you. Sometimes, I must admit, I've never had a track that I've brought to your attention that hasn't sort of grabbed me within the first minute or so. A lot of people I know grow with music. They'll listen to something, they'll have to listen to it several times. They go, yeah, I like that. I have had that, but I don't find those songs even stick so much. There are songs I just hear and I know straight away. I guess I've just trained myself to listen in that particular styling. And in some ways you miss out on just sitting and listening to a whole album because you're sort of skipping through it, looking for songs to share with you. I mean, I still get to listen, but you know what I mean, hopefully anyway. Well, this is one of the songs that just made me go, what? And the voice was so powerful, I thought, Carolyn Marie Brooks, do I know her? I must have heard her voice before. Well, I have, but not in her solo, guys. She's a part of the Good Lovelies, a wonderful Canadian folk harmony trio who played, I saw them play twice, I think, once at the Blue Mountains Folk Festival, where they were fantastic, and they filled that tent there on that occasion a couple of years ago now. And they touch on jazz, pop, roots. Sometimes they even have a few beats mixed in to what they're doing, just to sort of jazz it up a bit, so to speak. Jazz in the terms of not jazz music, but, you know, to try and sound hip, young and cool. Look, just do this, Caroline Marie Brooks. This is just brilliant. Now, it's the second single from her debut solo album that'll be out a little later this year called Everything at the Same Time. And this song's called Night Drive. And she says, last summer she was driving in Northern Ontario, listening to songs written by her friends and reveling in being truly alone after months of lockdown with a family. Carolyn, I totally understand that. Half the sky was lit up with lightning and clouds and the other half full of stars. And this unlikely combination drew me in. I've always felt a duality in moments, she said, of feeling both small and insignificant and part of something larger, part of some great plan. Well, think of that as you listen to this song, but what's going to knock you out is her voice and this catchy number from Carolyn Marie Brooks. This is Night Drive.
Night Drive, feeling high, everything is alive tonight. Night Drive, all alone, feels so right and it's been so long. I'm burning up under a billion stars, I'm moving restless captivation. Night Drive, all alone, all alone. A little fear is taking down the veil. I am all alone. everything is shifting, and in the end we are all alone. A little fear is taking down the veil. I am all
Snowy Band with another album. Their last one wasn't out so long ago. Liam Halliwell, aka Snowy, is the driving force of this group and has got some absolutely killer players on his side. One of my favourites, every time I hear a track from Emma Rusak, I get pretty excited. She plays guitar, Dylan Young on drums, Natalie Pavlich on bass. And together they've released, well, I think one of the great albums of 2021. Alternate Endings is the name of it. Pretty sure I've played you a track before, but that one just locks into that slightly Galaxy 500 meets Velvet's sort of vibe. And the track I shared with you, Call It A Day, just, yeah, it's an absolutely top-notch album from Snowy Band. We heard prior to that Caroline Marie Brooks. As I said, that will be high up in my listening priority list come the year's end. I want to say top 50 if I get around to doing it. I'm going to try very hard. I think I'll just fall in a screaming heap come year's end, but I'll do my best. This is a little podcast called 1, 2, 3, 4. If you're new to it, welcome. Great to have you on board. And if you'd like to get behind the program, help support what I'm doing, PayPal me. PayPal.me/Pimmon is how you can contribute. You can go to the Pimpod website and sign up there. There's a couple of ways you can be a part of it. But if you just want to listen, I'm not a salesman. I won't tell you to do anything really. But there are those who know that it's good. And there are those, well, if you do subscribe, you get a whole bunch of extra programs. It's about 400 up there now, nearly. And that includes The Quiet Space as well. Mel Parsons reached out. Mel has been someone I've followed for such a long time and loved her music for ages and ages. I think it was, well, it definitely was back on The Inside Sleeve when she, back in the days when bands toured, do you remember that? Her album Drylands came out. I sort of stumbled across it when she was in New Zealand, and then she toured about a year later. And I think she was most pleasantly surprised to figure out that I'd been playing it already. Well, she released a great album after that in Glass Heart, and this is the first single that's come out since that release in 2018. Isn't that amazing how time... that was another lifetime ago. I guess we're going to start saying PC pre-COVID at times when we add times. It was written in Lyttelton, a beautiful part of New Zealand. She teams up with multi-instrumentalist Logan on this release. And she says that everything just sort of fell really easily together, both lyrically and the music for this release. And she said it was just really great after all that time to be finally back in with friends, like-minded souls, and playing and recording, especially after the weirdness of 2020. Well, Mel, 2021 hasn't been that much different. Perhaps it has initially in New Zealand, but things have gone a little bit crazy there. So she's been playing a bunch of dates, or hopefully she was, in Christchurch, Wellington and Auckland. Let's have a listen now to her latest single. This is Mel Parsons and Carry On.
I have a heavy heart and it needs a shoulder. Honey inside, external soldier. Oh, but I have arms and they need to hold you. Wish I was a ship steady and strong. There's nothing I can do but carry. Wish I could walk back where I went wrong. Oh, there's nothing I can do but carry on. Fine. Another day, another line. ship steady and strong. Steady tip me in a light breeze. All the wax and the wane has wanted me. What do you want? What do you need? I'll give up, I'll give you every piece of me. Wish I was a ship steady and strong.
Oh, this is a great song. Such a great song. Featuring Connor Black Harry. It was recorded in his home studio. And he is a chap who worked very closely with Angie McMahon. This is his own group, and their album Hold Me Down will be coming out shortly. And that's the first single, title track from it, that features themes of loneliness, heartache and disconnection. All the themes that you would expect from people writing music in 2021, one would assume. And a crack squad does Connor Black Harry have on his side. And under the name Grand Pine, they're releasing beautiful music. And the album comes out not too far off, September 24. I can't wait to hear it. We heard the title track, Hold Me Down. We started out with Mel Parsons and her beautiful new single, Carry On. You've been listening to 1234, and I'll try not to talk too much more. But I have to tell you a bit about Newcastle singer-songwriter Piper Butcher, her brand of Australian Americana. Some wisecrack will come up with a term for it. Don't say Australiana, because I don't think that works. But the single Before the Thunder that's come out, which is her second single, again, it's one of those voices that just grabs you and makes you pay attention. And this song emanates a story of when someone wants something they can't have and tries to cross the line to make it happen. Have a listen to it, because I think she's a real talent. This is Piper Butcher and Before the Thunder.
Away.
'cause that's my line instead.
It's great, isn't it? Piper Butcher plays guitar as well. A real talent before the thunder, as a way of closing this edition of 1234. I'm Paul Gough. I hope you enjoyed this episode. There's plenty of other free content at pimpod.com, but just in case you'd like to listen to more, all you have to do is PayPal.me/pimmon. If I've missed out something in there, I think it's PayPal.me/pimmon. Just look that up on online and you'll find out the correct way. Or you can subscribe directly by contacting me, theinsidesleeve@gmail.com, or just heading to pimpod.com and following the prompts. Sometimes people find it a little difficult using the prompts there. I don't know why. I've tried looking into it. I'm administrative fool. Am an administrative fool is a correct way of saying it. But eventually we'll get there. We'll connect. I know. I look forward to sharing more great music with you very soon.